Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Live from Minneapolis and St.
Monstrous Radio.
It's time for Takeover Tuesday, interactive right now, and we're going to get interactive right off the bat, you dig? It's about the Twin Cities tonight, unless somebody calls in and takes over. It's Bobby Hatfield, Banana Pepper.
We out of water, soil and some air, something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day like Rastafari's do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of punity, popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity, also very thin, ain't nothing that you can do to me.
I am a hustler, baby.
Do wrong daily. Get drunker than John Daly. Do Staley. Running the ball and move scaly. Skin paley. Lately, they loving the way I'm doing it. Haters dirt my name, but they ain't mudding up my fluidness. Hats, raps, gratuitous. Went from backpacks to ludicrous and sacks to pack gloves like ludicrous. Y'all gon' smell me like a backyard of poodle shit. Show respect, you don't want nothing new, don't nick. My life's a movie set. I'm talking Cali to Philly to Mini to Shy to Cancun to Budapest. I'm about to do this shit. I'm saying shake up the game and claim mine. If you don't, we'll get to proving it. Y'all rapping fictional. I put a pound of truth in it. Since 96, fools don't get used to it. I got no time for no foolishness. I'm staying deaf to the bullshit and blind to the bougie-ness. I made love out of hate, hope out of fear. Weed out of water, soil and some air. Something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day like Rastafari's do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of punity. Popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity. Also very thin, ain't nothing that you can do to me.
I am a hustler, baby.
It ain't hard to make friends with a pocket of ends. In a case of grain belts and a sock full of drove. It ain't tough to make foes when you lead in a pack. And every whack motherfucker think you talk to their hoe. It ain't easy being greasy, but you manage it well. And you ain't never did no time, cause you happy to tell. You will never elevate, hustle backwards as hell. So get a good I-4 hat package yourself. Pick my new record up, put yours back in the shelf. Cause my hit list gives strength, yours bad for the health. Got thickness and length, so I'm upping them good. Blind, hit them and run them like they fucking with Shug. Like my big brother Jess, I'ma take him to school. Taking your jewel to the Cadillac and making a drool. Making fools out you batty boys, leaving them off. It's too late to dodge a bullet if you're seeing the spark, you dummy.
I don't need your money and I don't want your love. I came for the respect, motherfucker. I came for the respect, motherfucker.
I made love out of hate, hope out of fear. Weed out of water, soil and some air. Something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day like Rastafari's do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of punity. Popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity. Also very thin, ain't nothing that you can do to
me. I am a hustler, baby.
Yeah, so I was exiting 94, man. I was making the left on Hennepin right over there, or the Hennepin Lindo joint. The nigga had a sign said it's the end of the world.
I just hope it ain't tonight, though. Shit, I just bumped a white hoe. No when meet the bitch psycho. Alpha, disco, beta, bipo. Blur, ass on her. Fatter than a donkey, throw cash on her. Give a monkey my banana, then dash on her. Like film, film, flash cartoon blur. Leave a couple on the nightstand. So she forgive that I'm trifling. Plus I'm plotting on a best friend. Shit, I'm using her to get in, dog. This what they call him, but he misconstrued. So it's never his regret when you misconstrue. Off that California green and Minnesota brew. Got your California queen getting Minnesota rule. I mean Minnesota nights getting piped all night. I like them off white. Complexion, spectators guessing. Jet black hair, got her looking black and Asian. She blazing, standing ovation. And no, we never talk, just exchange fuck faces. No need to hate, just embrace it. She keep a nigga high in the sky.
Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Talking it, talking it. Everything true and so authentic. Authentic, authentic. I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it. Everybody turn up. Boys, time to turn up. I walk up in the party, turned up. Head in the air like I'm a jerk, what? I don't know about her name, but I know about her butt. If the roof on fire, let that bitch burn up. I'm chilling in the cut, eyes low, low. Homie, stop counting my dough. Don't tell me I'm fresh, I know. I'm Kobe at his best, talking two times four. Four, we came super deep, we'll drown you. Homie, we'll leave you where we found you. Try to holler at my chick, she'll clown you. Came from the dirt with them dirty rotten scoundrels. I'm only doing a Dougie and a pussy. Been getting money, 10 racks, you a rookie. Rookie. Now you know I'm working on a million. Party ain't a party till my niggas in the building.
Yeah, they say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Talking it, talking it. Everything true and so authentic. 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 I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it. Everybody turn up.
Talking it. Talking it. Talking it. Authentic. Authentic. Authentic.
Balls. Take over Tuesday.
Everybody turn up.
Yeah. OG Grip. Monstrous Radio Live.
Let's go. It's the emerging sea serpent. Feasting on sea urchins. Four finger ring, finger in three virgins. That's a three ring circus. Pimp strut like my knees hurting. Dominique Wilkins. Pussy purring on Persian rugs. Girls with big jugs. Searching for love with surgical gloves. I wanna say I believe you. Lingerie see through. Mommy, let me play in that jean pool. It's not like I need to. I just want to. It's not like I need you. I just want you. It's just something about you. What's it all amount to? Come on, let me give you a tutorial on how to. House rules, polo robes and house shoes. Fat that remote control, now show me what that mouth do. Titties bouncing, she on my city council. Voted for mayor twice in the Minneapolis. Hood like Banshee, I'm so street with it. Caught her on the rebound and went balls deep in it. Woke up on the wrong side, fell asleep in it. Must have had to spend the time, that pussy was 3 minutes.
Monstrous Radio Live. Take over Tuesday. Big shout out to everybody listening in. Big special shout out goes out to Tennessee. I know you're listening. So I hear some more Minnesota music. This is JV from Minnesota. It's called Getting Faded. We get a little lit around here. It's Tuesday. Somebody's bumping somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're going out, take a shot for me. Monstrously. DJ E Monster.
I'm getting faded. I got paid this week. You can take it to the head, girl. The drinks on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. One time for the ladies with the heels on, and a big tush for a real nigga to feel on. Popping in the party, we turned up until the pills gone. Girl, I salute you, I'm feeling Navy Seal strong. I'm not here to judge at all, let me slap that silicone. You came in this party all alone with that dress on. Your style is unique and I'm digging them feet. I got Patron, silver and gold, which kind do you drink? If you puke in the sink, make sure you turn on the faucet. I tell my niggas I lost it when I start to feel nauseous. I just spark up the reefer and then my lungs get the coughing. I no longer feel nauseous, then we took my mind off it. Buy another round and I don't give a fuck what the cost is, cause we having a good time, not drinking no moonshine. Don't get out of line and everything will be fine, bitch. Don't kill my vibe, it's no surprise that I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drinks on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drinks on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drinks on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender.
bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head. Girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. Woo! Two times for the ladies with their own dough. Ain't asking a nigga for shit, she got her own dough. Can you drop it down to a split while you on a dick though? Ain't fucking with general admission cause I hate waiting. I got paid this week so I'm trying to get intoxicated. Do them off the mouth with somebody's main lady. 100 proof baby girl, please don't chase it. Strippers are my favorite, the sexy ass waitress. Can't remember last night but I bet it was amazing. Never had an Asian girl, I'm trying to see what that be like. Got the drinks, dynamite, don't forget the cubes of ice. Man, roll that motherfucker. Fucking draw up, it's only right. Niggas ain't trying to fight, I'm taking something down tonight. We run the city, I just hope you in the town tonight. You done fucked up and let your baby mama out tonight. I got her at the bar buying every fucking drink she like. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head. Girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head. Girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'll take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me.
Okay. Okay. Faded. Take a shot. Can you see me bopping to the music? Uh-huh. Take a shot with me. Let's take over Tuesday. Take a shot with me. Let's all get faded. So, hey, like I said, it's all Minnesota artists for right now. So somebody else calls in, takes over, and requests something else. So up next, I got some K. Allen. Let's see what he on. He got Dre Highway. Nate, is it Millions? You know how people spell their name. Millions. It's called Take You Home. Let's see what they on tonight. Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. It's about the TC tonight.
And I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
Okay. Hey, Allen, he's trying to get it in. He did an interview with us. Man, I gotta see the movie he made. Check his music out,
she's welcome to my mattress. Let me stretch it out, Mr. Fantastic. Eight shots deep, seeing double, I'm in trouble. So focused on the booty, wanna pop it like a bubble. Okay, don't even know her name, does it even matter? She's all up in my ear, can I reach a black? Of course I can, when I'm faded, I ain't got no worries. Snapchatting with her, I don't wanna see the story. Calling Uber, I've been waiting for this all night. She started twerking on my niggas like, alright. Gator driving 620s, don't look back. About to go T84, Randy Moss is back. Fresh Prince, I let her sit on my throne. She started talking about relationships, you gotta go home. What? Top shelf, that's a lot of Patron. If you're catching any feelings, I just leave you alone. I let her know like,
I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
To me, Casa, I don't know your name, but to me it don't matter. Rap, round of applause. The way that booty moving, she missing it with the sauce. Seen her on the pole, okay, Cedar, Thunder. Made it rain on her, then go holler than the sun. I got a white one, got a black one, the other one, the coupon. I got tens all around and I count on them like a dollar. We was lit in every city. Bar, club. Ain't even Tuesday and it still be going still up. Be going only two up. More shots and two more bottles. Slim waist, pretty face, and she ain't even a model. When I get her to the crib, I'm watching the head bobble. Yeah. New alert on my phone, I'm guessing she wanna follow.
Okay.
Make it that one more time. I don't know her name, I just know she fine. I'm gone. Hey.
And I don't even know your name. Girl, I'm so far gone, but I can't wait to take you home. Take you home.
Yeah, your mail sucked to him, huh? Hold up, I ain't even kidding.
catch your name, girl.
What's your name?
It don't matter, cause I know you are the same girl. That bitch there, she went and broke my heart. So why you mad at me when I'm just trying to play the game, girl? Oh my God, you like to play like you innocent. But I know you got bills, you do it all for your benefits. Said I know you got bills, you do it all for the Benjamins. And I see the way you working, but that's none of my business. I'm trying to take you home. Too drunk to drive. I pulled up in the Beamer, hop in the passenger side. Know you say you bout it, we gon' find out tonight. Know you came with your girls, but they ain't ready to go. We'll take it back to the flow. You just young and living life, you do it all for the thrill. I know it's hard to leave a club if you ain't leaving with meals, huh?
And I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
Okay. Takeover Tuesday, coming to y'all from Minneapolis and from St. Paul. I'm just saying. So, all right, we got somebody over here who pushed one to talk with us and see if they want to take over, see what they got going on. I know you just heard that ding in your motherfucking ear. 612-310. Who we got on Takeover Tuesday? Hello.
First off, it didn't say bing. It just said you are now in host queue. Oh, no, you are now unmuted. So the bing didn't happen, player, but I got the gist of it. What's good, E Monster? The kid Juice Jizzle in this. Bah. I see you rocking that, that Minnesota music, man. It sounds good. It sounds good.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm glad you called in because you're a great person, too. You know, I mean, I don't really have a topic for tonight. Takeover Tuesday, you know, I kind of let the people say what they want to talk about. But I'll tell you what I want to talk about. But definitely you can change the topic if you want. But, I mean, before we get into that, I mean, what's going on with you, bud? I mean, you feeling good today? You counting your blessings?
Got to continue to count them, man. I mean, I had some bad news that came up. I don't know if you've seen my damn Facebook status, though, but I was so hurt for December 16th to perform at the Poorhouse, but I guess the Poorhouse don't want nothing hip-hop related in that motherfucker, so they like, nope, we're not doing that no more.
Wait.
So the little show that I was going to do when I was going to release the new track that I had put out, or about to put out, and hang up. So I might have to release that New Year's Day. I don't know, man. I'm still debating on how I'm going to do this, but I was pretty pissed off about that.
Oh, right. Well, so they stopped doing hip-hop shows again?
Shit, they did it before? This is new to me. All of a sudden, I had got an email from the motherfucking promoter dude that promoted me to do this shit, and he said that they changed on his ass and said that they didn't want no hip hop performances going on there. So I'm like, well, shit, fuck, did the youngins fuck everything up for anything hip hop related to that motherfucker, man? But damn, this is fucked up, cause that's a nice venue.
Yeah, I was going to say that something must have happened for them to say now that they don't want that money. You know, because that's some good money. Of course, you got to have some nice security sometimes. I think a lot of times it's the DJ, well, I guess, and it could be sometimes the performances that jump off. But usually now, I think the promoters and the people who throw the events around here, I think they pretty much know that by now. They pretty much have you sign a motherfucking contract. In the contract, they say no gang banging on my stage. Do not do a song that promotes violence, heavy, so on and so forth. But, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Something must have happened. It had to.
And I don't know, but the way she's going, man, we pretty much ain't going to be able to do a motherfucking thing in this goddamn city, man. If the young folks is listening, man, I ain't just going to put it on the young folks, man. Black people, white people, man, listen up. It's hard as fuck to get motherfuckers to even allow us to do shows in their motherfucking venues, man. Come on, man. When motherfuckers get the platform to do it, why y'all trying to fuck shit up? I don't get it. Any little beef, any little animosity and shit like that, man, leave that shit outside the door. But the main reason for a motherfucker to come to the club to do any motherfucking thing is to, most motherfuckers had long-ass fucking weeks, man. They look forward to going out, enjoying themselves, to have fun. What the fuck are y'all doing out here? That's all I can ask, man. What the fuck are you motherfuckers doing out here? You're making us, you're making the culture look bad doing shit like that, man.
Yeah, and you're making people scared to come out and support. I think you got a good topic right there, really. It's about pretty much how, and it kind of goes into what I was going to talk about. And I think this is how it relates to what I was going to say, and I'll put it out there right quick. But I'll tell you how it relates first. Because the music scene is dying here. It's straight up dying. It is. There was a renaissance at one time where you could pack the club. Me, myself, and some other people that I work with, Get Money Family, I Keep It 100, C-Boss, a couple other companies, Nikki Ghost Hard Promos. We did a show during a blizzard, and the fire marshal really came and shut it down. Like, we was overpacked during a blizzard. So it's not like we didn't have a hot, hot scene. It was a renaissance here at one time, but the music scene is dying. That's what's happening right now. It's dying out. Something's got to be done to try to help revive it. Is it dead? No, it's not dead. But is it dying? It's not what it was before, in my opinion. You dig? Somebody might disagree with me. I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Hang up on you. But it is what it is. But you can definitely call us in and let us know how you feel about it. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. But this is what I want to talk about tonight. Like, everybody has their spot. I Keep It 100. New York, yeah, they bicker, fight amongst themselves, but New York has a spot, has a scene. The West Coast has a scene, whether it's L.A., Arizona, whatever, whatnot, but they have their own, they both have their own scene. Atlanta has their own scene. Chicago is pretty much started and formed their own scene. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities, the whole state of Minnesota, we have our own scene. I don't know why we don't recognize that. We have enough artists here just in the Twin Cities alone that I've seen performing over in 2017. There's enough hot artists here, for real, to hold our own amongst any other scene in the world. We can hold our own. We have enough artists here that have good enough music to hold our own and get that respect that we deserve here in the Twin Cities to show the rest of the world that we have lyricists, we can make music like anybody else. Or just that one thing.
It's the truth, man. I mean, it's I don't know, man. It's hard. It's very, very hard to get people to really come together now, because everybody's ego is off the wall, man. Everybody's ego is off the wall. I don't know if it's the politics of the whole scenario, man, but shit just sound like a bunch of bullshit to me. Because, I mean, if you know motherfuckers is hot, why not collab with them? I'm so eager to, fam, you know how bad it is? I'm so eager to perform somewhere else is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so eager. I'm ready to jump another state and show the motherfuckers, like, yo, Minnesota do got some fucking bars. Minnesota got some bars. Minnesota got some motherfuckers that can perform. That's it. Motherfuckers that can turn a motherfucking crowd up. I'm so eager to go. I don't care, man. I'm so eager to go anywhere, man. And the crazy part about it, the most ridiculed as judgmental type motherfuckers is on the East Coast. I'm so ready to go over there and light a motherfucker stage up. It's ridiculous. I'm so eager to go to the East Coast and light a stage up. Hell, I'm so eager to go to L.A. to light a stage up, man.
Right. Well, I tell you like this, bro. I'm gonna blow the dust off my little touring book. East Coast is a very, 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 how do I say it?
Judgmental. Them motherfuckers are so.
It's not even that.
So it's judgmental.
It's competition. The competition is so heavy there, bruh. It's crazy. Now, if you go out there, you'll be fine. To be honest with you, you'll be fine. I've been out there. I performed. I even had somebody with me. We got love when we got off the stage from all of New York. Other people tried to get us on some other events. They wanted to do some interviews, some TV stuff like that. I've done some shows in, New Jersey, things like that. I've got love there. They was like, damn, I didn't know you got it in like that. The biggest compliment that was in Atlanta, but we'll stick with the East Coast right now. But they like our style of music. But I have to say, though, bruh, if you go out there and be like, I'm going to bust ass, you're going to have to come like, yeah, like never, ever, ever
come
before
with it.
Because it's so competitive. Yes, it's just because it's so competitive. It's very, very competitive. The street rhymers and all that, I'll be honest with you, they got the other dudes faded like no other. The independents, to me, I'd rather listen to a lot more independent East Coast rappers than the mainstream East Coast rappers. I'm not taking nothing away from J&M, da-da-da, but I'm just saying there's dudes that are underground that are still independent that are hotter than them. I can find
some.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
no
not
going to
start no
I
beef, but I'm just saying.
I know our talk. I'm not saying I want to go over there and start beef with motherfuckers. I want to show motherfuckers that we got some motherfucking performers
here.
Over here. Like, I want to go over there and light a nigga stage up. Not saying I'm not a battler. I'll try to shoot my shot. I ain't going to lie, but I'm not a battler.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm good enough to almost get down with some A-listers, but as far as performing wise, I will turn the motherfucking stage clear the fuck up. Performance wise, I will turn the nigga stage clear the fuck up.
Right. I'll bounce on that. I second the nomination. I've seen the man get it in. Yes, he do turn it up. I'll give you that, bro. There's no doubt about that. Anybody for ever thank you. They know there's no doubt about that. For sure. So I'm going to take a breather right quick. Matter of fact, I'm going to play one of your songs. I think I'm going to play It's Chaos. You think that's a good track to play right now?
Go for it.
All right, we're going to get that one. Then when we come back, if you're still with us, Duke, we're going to talk about why I say I think the music scene is dying, and you tell me how you feel about it. So, all right, y'all, this right here. Matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and give us a monstrous introduction to your track, It's Chaos, right here on Monstrous Radio Live.
I, yo, if you never really heard me spit, man, I think this is one of the tracks that I kind of went and got, like, really kind of dug in a little bit. I ain't gonna say I dug all the way in, but I dug in a little bit to give you motherfuckers some bars and shit. But this is Chaos, man. This is a single that I put out early this year just to show motherfuckers that I got bars. So this is Chaos, man. Holla at your dude, man.
Yeah. We ready, boy.
Look, I hear him talking like the kid ain't nice. Like I'm just another rapping nigga with nothing to talk about. Just about drugs and clapping niggas. So many bullets come out the chamber, my shit is rapping. Man, I've been around killers, my niggas is about that action. Stop, I'm amongst the last of a dying breed. More hunger than before, man, the future's a hell of sight to see. I've been down long enough with shit that's killing the vibe of me. That's dead, feel like a victim of a robbery. Stiff arming like I'm hot sauce, ain't no crossing me. Past experience made it hard to get close to me. That nigga's provoking me, now it's open season. The beast has arisen, now it's fast for any reason. Contrary to what you're thinking, man, I know what I believe in. I ain't mumbling shit. Catch every word that I'm speaking. Okay. The divine intervention is something we gotta see. The motivation to win is something I try to preach. Cause they say they put the pressure on. I swear they hella wrong. I've been optimist in my prime, defeating Decepticons. The element of surprise, I got this weapon drawn. Pulling people into my realm, I feel like Scorpion. Call a coroner, the shit right here's a body bag. The fact niggas ain't taking me seriously made me highly mad. I got big plans, making big moves. No defense can stop this rush, feel like Ezekiel. Prescott, when I snap, homie, I'm going deep. Everything about me is authentic, I'm on fleek. I stayed in the background, been on the slow creep. Now I'm about to show my naked ass, yeah, I'm going streak. And begging for this warrior to play, clinking bottles. Keep acting like you Apollo, you fuck around and me Drago. Everything's on the line right here, for tomorrow. Bring your flames to the mic real quick, complete pyro. 2016 was a hell of a year, I did some dumb shit. Put my trust in the wrong niggas on some dumb shit. No complaints, I learned from doing the wrong shit. Some people got hurt, while others stayed on some sucker shit. They claim to be loyal to they motherfucking soil. Till you find out they ain't shit, they frauds, they counterfeit. But you blinded by the colors that they used to represent. So you treat them like they family, regardless of who they with. Just to end up on the short end of the stick. So you check a motherfucker just to show you ain't a bitch. Everything you tired of, you says get him. But it probably wouldn't prove shit. Take that to the team and just get over it. This other situation, I'ma Facebook delete. Cause karma whooping shawty ass right now as we speak. So give a shawty attention, it's really obsolete. Let's just hope her demons don't make it to where her fucking seed is. That's all I'ma say about that. Being friends again's a negative. Ain't no coming back. All is forgiven, real talk, have fun with that. Believe me, I ain't holding no grudge, you can run with that. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up.
I just feel like I had to do it, man. We gon' let this beat ride out now. Charged up. It's on the way. I'm bad. Shout out to everybody supporting the nigga. It's so official.
So, all right, Juice, tell them what they can connect with you on.
Like a ref with a whistle. Oh, man. You get at me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You can get at me on Facebook. Hit me up on my motherfucking Facebook. It's Juice G. Or you can get me on my personal page. I'm not finna give y'all old country-ass names. Just look for Juice G on Facebook, okay? Look for Juice Gilla. That's J-U-I-C-E-G-I-L-L-A on Instagram. And I'm not even going to really care for her Twitter. That shit, they might still be popping, but I don't know. But my Snap, Snap is a popping motherfucking social media. Snapchat is the same thing. J-U-I-C-E-G-I-L-L-A is my Snap. You can get at me on my motherfucking Snap too, man. The Nat Man email, juicejillaman@gmail.com. It's the best. It's the same spelling, but man is at the end. Or you can get at E-Monster, because he'll definitely shoot you straight to the kid. You know what I'm saying? He's like my direct line. So you can't miss me, man. You can't miss me.
Right, right. So, all right, bro. So, hey, tell us, I'm an artist myself, you know, forever and ever, even if it's just at the heart. And I know there comes moments when we come out with our greatest work. It's not that we just picked up a pen and just said, okay, let me scribble and write a couple of rhymes. It's usually something that inspires us to write that specific song. What was it that inspired you to write that song, It's Chaos?
Well, basically, a lot of people, they wasn't speaking per se that I wasn't spitting and stuff like that, but they was like, well, shit, you can spit, but I don't know if you can really get down with the get down and stuff like that. And I'm like, that kind of, it touched me the wrong way, but at the same time, I'm like, man, you know what, I'm going to brush it off. But then again, I started hearing all the mumble rap and all these same motherfucking type of music. And the only thing motherfuckers, as soon as you tell a motherfucker that you're a rapper or an artist, stuff like that, the first thing that comes to mind is that, okay, well, you always talking about shooting people and selling drugs and fucking girls and woo-woo-woo. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm about per se. Not saying that I don't speak on it occasionally, but that's not all the type of music I make. I do put some time into the work that I put out. I put some time into it. So it kind of pissed me off the way people was coming at me, or just like artists, period, has put us in this damn box that we all sound the same and we all gonna talk about the same shit and stuff like that. Like, man, we all don't want to hear the same shit the motherfuckers put out. So I said, you know what, let me just put something out there just to put something out there, because I'm getting pissed off on them putting us in this damn box. So I'm like, I'm finna just throw some bars on niggas. I'm just finna throw some bars on their right. ass and basically give them the how you like me now type shit. Okay, now I'm finna start coming at motherfuckers like this, spitting on some on a whole different level and shit like that. And at the same time, I was like, let me give y'all a taste of what to expect on the new project. Because, like, it's not going to sound the same as the first one. And if you heard the first one, your mouth should be watering for the second one whenever I fucking finish it. Shit, I never knew I had that. It took so much just to finish a project. Shit.
All right, so, I mean, what can people expect from this album that you're going to drop, whether it be New Year's or whenever you figure it out? What can we expect?
Basically, what you can expect is, besides just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you me regardless of what album or what project I put out, what song I'm put out. I'm going to give you me, but this time I'm trying to be more versatile, and I'm trying to think more out the box. I'm still trying to give you the rawness of me, but at the same time, I'm trying to dip into like different creativities and different curves and stuff like that. Oh, trust and believe, I got some bangers on there, and at the same time, I got some stuff for the women, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
Trust me, just get ready for it, man. Get ready for it.
Okay. Well, I definitely can't wait for it to drop, because, hey, I'm going to be honest, bro. I think I still got your attention in the whip. I'm just saying, I always got me some juice with me. So, all right, bro. I know I said when we come back, we're going
to
talk about
you got to quench your thirst. You got to quench your thirst.
Uh-huh. But I got to do another breather right quick, and then when we come back, I'll tell you why I think the music scene is dying. Showing some love out to Grand Chief. He did an interview right here on our show, but he's also sharing and liking our links right now. So I'm going to show him some love back. So coming from the swamps of Florida, this right here is Grand Chief, featuring Maniac, Cries of a Dope Boy, Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. I think he just took over. We'll be back right after this. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk, though. You got to press 1, player.
Say so now. I'm out of my chest like I'm gon' blow. This is magic. We do it so lay low. 100, no stopping. I'm flow. To the top ain't no bottom, this dope flow. He's a blow, it's a hit, make it tense, go and die. Sad enough, never gon' go broke. The dynasty stronger than troll smoke. From ground to brick, my neck glow. But I shot cause I know what they call broke. I never could settle, I sold coke. Now I put it to work, look what I wrote. Told my brothers I got them, now there I go. All my life been a struggle since 94.
Been sacrificing all my life so I can't get this lit. Down these doors, cause I walked away from that road and died.
I still wish that Michael was here. Jermaine and my mama was near. They chat with each other, I mean it with all of my heart, I'm sincere. Thank God my grandmama feel. With all of this madness, I'm fighting the battle, determined to strike me a deal. Change up the game, you should do the same. Put up in your city, go hard in the pain. Still how you want it by blowing on Dane. They don't know your struggle, but most of them lame. I'm chasing the meal, not watching your shame. My flesh is a flesh, you can call me insane. The truth,
yeah. Yeah, say I'm the truth. Maniac.
Been sacrificing all my life so I can't get this lit. They gave me nothing, had to learn from all the shit I did. Lost all my partners to the system of the great echo. Knocking down these doors, cause I walked away from that road and died. Been sacrificing all my life so I can't get this lit.
Yeah, so that's Grand Chief right here, Monsters Radio Live. Go back and check our archives, and you can find an interview I did with him. I actually chilled out with this guy when I went down to ATL. He's a pretty good dude, man, a real person. He's a real stand-up guy. He's real, for real. So, all right, let's see. Let's get back with Juice G. So, all right, Juice, I said I was going to talk about why I think our music scene is dying. Let's see, there's a couple things, you know what I mean? One, I think the people are scared to come out, whether it be the venues or things that have happened in the past. I think that last big event at the park, well, I'm not going to point out no events or nothing like that, but I think there was a couple events over the summer that got people kind of scared to come out. There is still a lot of people going out to events. But some of them, they're not really liking how the showcases are taking place. I'll be honest with you. This is one of my techniques that I use at all my personal shows, and I always win. The crowd always loves my events. They always hit me up a couple weeks after, when's your next one, so on and so forth. One thing I'm going to put out there, because it's not about me, and my squad always winning. It's about the city getting on, because if they're not going to your events, they're not going to come to man's. I've kind of let the DJ breathe.
Right.
I'm dead
right,
serious.
Right.
Stop lining it up. Stop lining it up. 16 artists, and they're going back to back to back to back to back to back. Don't get me twisted. Some of them artists is hot as fuck. But some of y'all, it's not practice night. You dig? I don't want to hear that shit. It is what it is. Let the DJ breathe. Keep the music bumping. Then at least let them get one song in between each set. And y'all, everybody have a good night. You dig? It'll come back around. Everything will be festive. Things like that. You start to say you agree. I mean, how you feel about it, Juice?
You're totally right. It is like that. It's definitely like that. But the thing about it is that people already got this facade about local music anyway. Like, I had a big ass debate with this with somebody on Facebook, and they was like, I never buy a local person's music, let alone I will go to a local event. And I'm like, please elaborate on that. And it's not, and the first thing mm-hmm. she say is that, well, for one, everybody sounds the same, for one, and at the same time, they're like, it's local. Y'all haven't made anything. I'm like, well, if you were not coming to support a local artist, what makes you think that we're not going to make anything? We're not going to make it. We actually need y'all to give us motivation to keep going. I mean, because this is our home state. But the thing about it is, and Boosie said it best, you're never going to really get love in your own state. You're not going to get love in your own state. You get more love for motherfuckers from going to another goddamn state than getting love from your own state. Because, say, for instance, I become, like, the hottest motherfucker in the city.
Mm-hmm.
People is jealous by nature. Who's jealous by nature? They, like, it's hard enough to get heard, for one, but when you get heard and you start popping, people hate on it. It don't happen to everybody, but it's happened before. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to give credit when credit is due. It's like, I don't know if it's the politics of the music or stuff like that, or whatever the case may be, but it's a whole bunch of bullshit to me. It just sounds like a whole bunch of bullshit. People just don't want to support local music. I don't get it. I don't understand why. But to a certain degree, I do understand why, because some people just have no fucking business picking up a microphone at all, period. Some people have no fucking reason picking up a microphone, but yet these motherfuckers do. No, you good. It's just, and you know what I noticed, though? You know what I noticed?
What's that?
Some of the coldest artists are workers. And when I say workers, I'm not saying that they constantly work on their music and stuff like that. No. A lot of times, the coldest artists sometimes don't even have time to work on their music because they're providing for home. Some of the coldest artists, like Rello Jackson is one of the coldest artists up here, but you don't see him too much anymore because he works and he's making moves for his shorties and shit like that. The music wasn't popping quick enough, so now motherfuckers got to work. King Reckless, coldest motherfucker, one of the coldest motherfuckers up here.
Wait.
He will be the first to tell you, nigga, I'm going to get this bag. This music gonna come, but I'm going to get this bag. And he one of the most creative minds up here. Mm-hmm. So, not you, if this all you do, then it is. It is what it is. If this all you do, it is what it is. But put out quality music. It seems like the motherfuckers that have too much time on their hands and they making music like every fucking day, put out some of the trashiest shit. Because they start to sound like everything that they're hearing. Now quote me if I'm wrong when I say that. Most motherfuckers that have too much time on their hands usually put out some bullshit. But they got the time to do it. That's just me. That's the way I think.
Now, there's merit to what you're saying, for one, because, okay, here's the catch-22 and how they're doing it. Because, number one, they don't have no job. A lot of the times they don't have no real sensible source of income. There's so many hot artists I've met over the years that did not have no source of income at all. No hustle, no nothing. Cold as hell on the microphone. They had no hustle, no money in his pocket, none at all. You see? So what they do is they try to make as many songs as they can because they're trying to rely on them songs to make money. When they're not knowing, most of the artists, say, like, a good example, Tupac. Tupac had, like, so many songs. He would pick from, like, 50 songs. He wasn't dropping songs every week. He wasn't dropping songs every day for promo. No. He'd go, listen to them, pick the 50 songs that's going to fit idea of the album he wants to put out, and he'll pick from those 50 and drop it down to an album. That's just how it's done.
Yeah, but that's why they usually throw out a lot of what's it called,
because, yeah. Go ahead.
That's seriously true. That's true. Like, not all artists is like that. Man, it's like a small portion of artists like that. But the way this whole music thing is, that most artists put music out like left and right. And where am I going with this? Give me a second. Where am I going with this? They put music out left and right, and they people just, especially if it's bad music, and they constantly putting music out left and right, not knocking their hustle, but most people, when they start looking at, okay, you putting out this, they putting out this, they putting out this, okay, everybody's putting out music left and right, it's like, motherfuckers are like, damn, I don't know who to listen to, I don't know who's really, really, really cold, because I don't even want to give them the motherfucking time of day to even know if they cold or not, because I just heard 10 songs that sound damn near the same, or they trash. So I'm like looking at the next motherfucker that comes up, like, okay, you might sound like this same motherfucker I just heard 5 minutes ago. So what makes you think I'm gonna give you the time, and they automatically shutting you down? Automatically.
Right.
Here's
part of what their problem is. A lot of artists get into it and they don't really know the full scope of the game. And this is what I'm saying. You're going to be like, yeah, you got a point there, E. Just a little bit. One, people, they don't have no marketing team. You can't just throw a song out there. You got to throw it down the lane. It's like bowling. You dig? You got to find a market for that song. And if you don't believe me, you don't have to be the best song in the world. You don't have to be the hottest artist. And don't mean you can't make millions of dollars. Check out that song, Gundam Style. Come on, man. They found the lane to pitch that motherfucker down and hit a strike. Bing! You dig? So that's part of what hurts a lot of artists out here. They think that once they make tracks that they're done. No, you got to have a marketing team behind that who knows where to pitch that song. Some people be like, oh, I'm going to give it to such and such.
Right.
I'm going on 600 radios. Okay, well, 50 of them is country. The other ones are soul. And you got trap rap. How many of them stations you think actually going to pick up your trap rap?
Right.
So.
Right. That is true.
Yeah, that's what a lot of artists feel, in my opinion. They don't know the marketing scheme. They go, oh, I'm just raw. Okay. There's a lot of other raw people. Dr. Dre's raw. He still promotes his shit. Used to see commercials. Dr. Dre, new album.
Man.
Tupac, new album dropping. Them cost bands. And you, these
motherfuckers been dead for years.
$5. Huh. And these people out here scared to put $5 on some promo. That's why they don't make it.
That's true.
It is what it is.
That is true. You got a point. Yeah. You definitely got a point there.
But it's just to say, on both sides, I think there was a big flux of people because artists were very eager. We're very eager to do things. When it comes to our craft and getting out there, we're very, very eager. That's why people run off on getting talent shows, because a certain A&R is there. You know what I mean? And there went a flux of a lot of con artists. I mean, they was conning people, talking about such and such big famous artists was going to show up. They wasn't coming. Somebody taking money for all that. So people are real skeptical about where they're spending their money. Is you going to do what you say you're going to do? You're going to take my money and just sit. Is it really going to go there?
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's part of it, too. So, you know, I don't know how to heal that part of the game, but there's got to be some way of figuring out who's real in it and who's not. I guess, as they say, do your due diligence and investigate everyone. And that's probably the only way you really can do it.
It is true. I mean, you ain't lying, man. Not having a team, not to have a team to do anything, man, it's hard as fuck. Hard. Trust and believe, man. It's hard as fuck.
Yeah. And, hey, but, just and, to you know, elaborate on another thing.
Up. It's kind of hard.
Nope. Go ahead, Juice. Go ahead. Clear things up.
Go ahead.
You sure?
No, just a quick, yeah, well, go ahead, man. That delay is killing me.
I got some type of delay on mine. I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know what it is. But what you were saying about how you had to get out of town to make it, really, there is merit to that. It's not true in all situations, or I probably should say it's really true, but this is how you can combat that. As the people in your city, they don't really get hyped about you because they see you all the time. They know you from high school. They know you from on the way, da-da-da, whatever, whoop-de-whoop. So it's not that really big excitement because you're just a norm now. They're used to seeing you. It is, but once they see you starting to hit the road and other people starting to respect you, they're like, oh, shit, that's some hometown shit. I need to show some support. So then when they show you support, don't stop hitting the road. Come home, but keep hitting the road. You dig? And let it keep building and keep building and keep building. That's how you combat that. But if you think you're just going to make it in your own city, the same people that see you all the time, they see your ass at the grocery store, Walmart. What's the hype about? You dig? Well, once they see you starting to jump up there, and as artists, And this is how people try to become big-time celebrities being local. This is how you kill yourself, in my opinion. It don't make it right. It's just if you call in and say I'm wrong, I'm going to hang up on your ass. But you flood the market. If you're performing 3 times a week over the whole summer, now you want to do a big show. Fool, we don't see you all summer. What am I going to go to that big show for? You're going to do the same set you did all these mummy years. You're probably going to add one song. There's no hype to that. So stop performing so many goddamn times. Slow it down. Make it a hype when you're performing.
Right.
Oh, when's your next one? It's coming up. It's coming up. You know what I mean? So those are things how you can combat that where, you know, they say you can't make it in your own city. You can, but you still have to move around. Even if you're performing,
you know
even
what,
if you're performing
that,
from Minneapolis,
you know
and you're performing up in St. Cloud,
I get your point. I totally get your point because when I was hyping up that show for the 16th, motherfuckers was like, "Yo, I need tickets. I need tickets. I'm trying to come. I'm trying to get these tickets, man. I'm trying to get up out of here. Woo." And it had me kind of shook, mm-hmm. like, damn, like, motherfuckers is more hyped than I am about this little showcase and shit. I was getting geeked and stuff like that. You have mad validation on that notion right there. And I get it because I haven't performed up here. And, I think the last performance I did was Raspberry Island, when I did that one song. That was the last little performance mm-hmm. I did. Other than that, and before then, I ain't do no other shows before then. So I just been like focusing on finishing this project and stuff like that, and like sporadically I throw something out there. So yeah, you got mm-hmm. a point. You definitely got a point on that one.
Yeah, there's a formula to the method of everything. And, you know, it's just sometimes people need that person to just let them know. You know what I mean? I had to figure out the game. It's just luckily when I came in the game, I came into the game with some dudes that was really, really doing it and showed me the ropes. And then once, you know, because, you know, I quit the game. And then once I came back and learned the industry, then that's when I really, really started to take off. So, you know, artists, that's all it is. You just really got to learn the game and learn how to do it. There's a method to it, and you have to have patience. It don't come overnight. I remember when Too Short came out years and years and years ago. When he first came out, he was like, y'all think I'm an overnight success, but it took him 10 years to get there. You dig? So it takes time. Just stick with it, stay patient, and you can't get there. So I, there was some other stuff I was going to say, but that lady was in my ear talking about the show is over. Okay, lady, it is what it is. So we are in our overtime. So I just let the people know again how they can connect with you on social media, and then we'll go up and get up out of here before I, jump on this. The money might come in itching.
Okay, once again, man, you get at me on my Facebook, just type in Juice, space G, and just pull me up on Facebook. You can get at me on Instagram at Juice Gilla, that's J-U-I-C-E-G-I-L-L-A, or you can hit me up on Snapchat, the same name, same exact name. If you want to book me for something, hit me up on my email, J-U-I-C-E-G-I-L-L-A-M-A-N, @gmail.com. If you can't remember none of that, just once again hit up E-Monster. You definitely shoot me a direct message to let me know what's popping. So holla at you, Doobie Ubi.
There you go. Remember, if you don't know how to connect with me on social media and anything like that, you can always find me at Remember This People. Monster, like the word monster. US, like US, motherfucker. Radio @gmail.com is how you can connect with me. also you can listen to the archives 24/7, 365. You can have your pen and write down all the information that you need. So let's see what else we got going on. Let's see, I'm doing an event with the Toys for Tots is given to some Pacific families. I'm not for sure, but to by Exposure TV. And let's see, I know it's Cold Peace. Southside Fantasy, some other people that's going on Thursday night. Connect with me on my pages, on my profile pic if you connect with me on Facebook. Also, if you want to connect with me on Facebook, connect with me on The Monstars, or you can put in OGDJEMONSTA and like my motherfucking page. So, all right, y'all, on my way up out of here, this right here goes out to all y'all out there that be running around talking to people and they just be looking the other way and you just cannot figure out why. This is why.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for $1, but that's 6 on EBT.